On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 25, Johannesburg 23, Mobella 26 grade.
Here's a weird one for you. N1 North, there's police and military action on the N1 North after the flying saucer interchange.
Ons begin met vandag se groot nuus. Jaarlikse verbruikersinflasie het effens gestyg tot 3,4% in September. Dit is 'n verhoging van 3,3% in Augustus, statistiek Suid-Afrika se Patrick Kelly.
Annual inflation accelerated across several product categories, most noticeably transport and restaurants and accommodation. On the other hand, food and non-alcoholic beverages, alcoholic beverages and tobacco, and furnishings, household equipment and routine maintenance recorded lower rates.
Nou na die Madlanga kommissie van ondersoek waar getuie B ernstige dreigemente en inmenging onthul het tydens die ondersoek na die moord op die ingenieur Armand Swart. Hy is in April verlede jaar voor sy werksplek in Vereniging doodgeskiet, en is Asimo Gobbo berig.
Witness B told the commission about the threats she and her team faced while investigating Armand Swart's murder.
And there was a lot of people who had just the interest in the information, of which it was quite unique.
She also recalled strange incidents during the first court appearance of former police officer Michael Puletau, who is an accused in connection with Swart's murder. Witness B says people inside the courtroom tried to take pictures of her and Witness A, and someone even said out loud, "Katie Molefe will make this disappear." Anastasia Mokhobu for Jacaranda News Watch in Pretoria.
Verdagtes in Bronco spruit in hegtenis geneem. Dit hou verband met 'n skietvoorval wat vroeër die maand plaasgevind het. Die persoon word daarvan beskuldig dat hy 5 mense noodlottig geskiet het en 6 ander beseer het by 'n taverne in die gebied. Polisie woordvoerder Brenda Maradouli.
The suspect is said to appear before the Bronco Spruit Magistrate Court facing charges of 5 counts of murder and 6 counts of attempted murder. Meanwhile, 5 of the 6 hospitalized victims have been discharged, with the 6th still receiving medical attention.
Die verdagte sal na verwagting môre in die hof verskyn. 8 leerders van Middleton High School is geskors na 'n boelievoorval verlede week. Die Wes-Kaapse Departement van Onderwys sê die besluit verseker 'n regverdige dissiplinêre proses en prioritiseer leerders se veiligheid. Berading word ook verskaf, onderwyswoordvoerder Brona Hammond.
Following the immediate and initial investigation by the school governing body, they have met and have issued precautionary suspension letters to 8 learners. They will now face a disciplinary hearing.
En die Witte Huis sê daar's geen planne dat president Donald Trump en sy Russiese ambtsgenoot Vladimir Putin binnekort sal ontmoet nie. Die twee leiers het verlede week 'n telefoongesprek gehad. Die twee het ook in Augustus in Alaska beraadslag, maar daar was geen vordering om 'n skietstilstand te bereik nie. Action al September. Die en ander stories op jacaranda.fm.com. Die volgende bulletin om 1 uur.